When you hear the word conspiracy, what comes right behind that word? Theory. And when you hear that word theory falling in behind the word conspiracy, one has to ask themselves, where did that word come from? It comes from the CIA-controlled media who have done their best to dummy you down into believing that all conspiracies are theories, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Furthermore, you will find, as I'm about to show you, history will show that the corrupt media have in fact attempted to cover for them that are committing the crimes of conspiracy by attempting to discredit them that are exposing the conspirators. Conspiracy theory is a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. However, it has come almost exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or a current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost power and cunning. According to Webster's 1828, the definition of the word conspiracy, a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert, particularly a combination to commit treason or to excite sedition or insurrection. Furthermore, I want to show you that conspiracies are very scriptural. When you go to Jeremiah 11, verse 9, it says, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." As a matter of fact, well-respected Bible commentator Matthew Henry said of conspiracies, in Jeremiah 11, 9 in particular, "A conspiracy is found among them by him whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness." There's a combination against God and religion, a dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, and not through incogitancy, but presumptuously and with a high hand. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness, and carried on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance. That they were linked together in the design, and as is usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not like that in our day. What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation and set that aside, to persuade people not to hear, not to heed the words of God. They did all that they could do to derogate from the authority of the scriptures and to lessen the value of them. They designed to draw people after other gods to serve them, to consult them as their oracles, and make court to them as their benefactors. What follows are some of these most shocking modern conspiracy theories that turned out true after thorough investigation by our society, some through congressional hearings and others through investigative journalism. Many of these, however, were just admitted to by those that were involved in the conspiracy itself. The Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents and sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. The Mafia. This secret crime society was virtually unknown until the 1960s, when member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials.
What does that mean in your terms? Agreeing yourself to kill him?
Oh, yes, Senator.
What was known was that organized crime existed, but not that the extent of their control included working with the CIA, politicians, and the biggest businesses in the world. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. MKUltra. In the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth serum to use on communist spies. Test subjects.
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God, or the truth of the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I can spend all day just telling you all the things that are going bad in your country and who they're coming from. It's coming from within, not without, working on the behest of foreign interests, as you all the well know. So I hope that there's nobody out there that would expect that things would get better in such a state if we're going to give the helm over to such people as those. But in fact, folks, I could spend, like I said, the whole hour just highlighting the things that are taking place in your country that are all being zeroed in and leveled at the American people by their said representatives, agencies, and the list goes on. Again, if we don't want to bring justice, this is what we're going to get. But for the sake of sticking to the word, because I said what we're going to do is we're going to start the show with this, and we're going to pick it up and we're going to run with it concerning yesterday's topic and finishing it out, because there's many things that I wanted to cover that I didn't, obviously, because, again, I am a long-winded brother from another mother. And so let's get to this. I just want to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. If you want to call in at any time, that number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Oh, by the way, before we get to this, can I just highlight one thing? Because I think it's pertinent that we do. Important. It should take precedent concerning this conversation. Again, it's one of those, I continuously keep this in front of you concerning censorship and how they've been censoring the ministry. And, you know, we see what they've been doing since the pandemic and trying to give people rights to do this and rights to do that, as if to suggest that somehow or another that the earth belongs to them. And by their good graces, they bestow rights upon us if we obey them, right? You all know what I'm talking about. Remember during the plandemic. Remember when they said, if you take the vaccine, we'll give you the keys to the city? Well, it's not theirs to give because we don't receive our rights from them. We receive our rights from the Lord. Well, YouTube, guess what? YouTube is implementing in the face of the censorship, because as I said, it's not like they're just going to stop on their own. The people must resist, they must protest, and they must deal with these criminals and hold them accountable concerning the crimes that they're guilty of committing against us. Now, I'm saying that for the reason that, again, YouTube is now coming out, and this is rolling out. This is what's coming next because of the tolerance and apathy of the American people, all 345 million of them for the most part. What they're doing now is they're basically telling you that you have to show them your real ID. See how they're putting this on the fast track? That you have to show them your real ID, and if you don't show them your real ID, what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and shut down your accounts. You see what's happening? Simultaneously, what they're doing, friends, is they're working on tearing down the system. They're creating another crisis with the monetary system so they can create a digital system. Can you imagine that, what would take place if the said representatives that are working for foreign interests today, can you imagine how they're going to act when you don't have cash in your pocket anymore and they have absolute control over every facet of your lives? Yep, just like in China. Yep, that's what I've been trying to say. This is what I've been trying to forewarn people concerning as to what, in fact, is in play right now. If we have more time at the end of the show, I'll do my best to get to it. But again, friends, look what's going on in your country. They are trying to create a cashless society, a surveillance system as well, to control every facet of your lives. And they're using the illegals as the excuse. If that doesn't work, friends, and the people stand up and say no, what they'll do is through totalitarian methods, they'll begin to use force with the use of their political mercenaries. And that's why they brought the illegals into America. You call that crazy? Go ahead, mark my words, what I'm telling you right now. When the people begin to resist this, what you're going to see is somehow or another, all of these illegals that have been allured into America are somehow or another, they're going to be mysteriously armed. And the government's going to stand back and blame somebody else, another monster that they've created, only to create the problem, then to play the problem solver, which is going to lead right back into the path that the American people rose up against in the first place. Go ahead, mark my words. I sincerely want you to write the date down. I want you to write the time down, because this is what we're going into right now as we speak, friends. It's exactly what's being played out right now. Again, it's insanity what the American people are putting up with. And you're supposed to be the ones that would stand up and right the wrongs more than any other country on the face of the planet. And that is, in fact, the reason that is referenced to us, the posterity of our forefathers, is because that's what our forefathers, in fact, did. And we have the longest standing constitution that we're willing to forfeit on so many fronts. Not me. Not me. Again, friends, 281-845-4704. Yesterday, I was highlighting the fact that our forefathers were taught by the revisionist and, you know, the said politician as to how stupid our forefathers were, when in fact, the modern day politician is doing its best to go ahead and convince you of that, that they are stupid, that they were ignorant, as they continuously war against what it was that they established concerning our forefathers. Now, remember, our forefathers established canonical law. It's called canon law, premised on the Torah. And if it's obeyed by grace, we're saved through faith, of course. But if it's obeyed by grace, Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, it's interesting that we'll remain a free people. That's what our forefathers established through the moral law, which has never been abrogated. Today, the lawless, the advocators of sin and transgressors of God's law, are at war with what our forefathers established. And in the meantime, we have to get back to understand that, folks, they're enslaving the modern day politicians are, while in fact, what our forefathers established through, again, God's moral law is freedom. Okay, so you're going to have to decide for yourselves as to how stupid they are, in fact, due to the fact, again, that I just said we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Only the Lord is going to bear witness to that, and he has. So what we're going to do when we come back on the other side of this break, we're going to go back to some of the things that I highlighted yesterday in question, and then I'm going to actually give you the definitions if you don't know them. Again, if at any time you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back again on the other side.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Yeah, one of the things that we're going to talk about is the fact that we got to do our due diligence. The law of truth is supposed to be in our mouth, Malachi 2:6. And therefore, we're not going to be stupid. Stupid enough to believe this nonsense coming from the spin doctors and the revisionists trying to justify what corrupt politicians are doing in hopes of tearing down the Constitution and establishing one in their foreign New World Order, right? That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're laying some groundwork to educate people, to build them up. So what we need to do is we need to go back during the founding era and see what it is that our forefathers, well, what they fed upon first and foremost, which was the Word of God, and secondly, what it is that they raised up their kids to understand, Proverbs 22, verse 6. And what you're going to find is it was the doctrines of Christ, John 7:17. And they studied as unto the Lord, improving themselves in dividing the word of truth, again, as for themselves. They didn't have anybody else do it for them. They were taught what to do, and they responded, 2 Timothy 2:15. So let's go to some of these questions, and I'm also going to give you the answers, okay? So if we go back to the fourth grade, and let's say 1862, in their geography tests, a fourth grader was asked, how many degrees of longitude are there? So most people will say, I don't know. Well, the answer is there are 360 degrees of longitude on the Earth. 360 is the answer. How many degrees wide are the temperate zones? This is what fourth graders knew in 1862, friends. The temperature zones locate between the tropics and the polar regions span approximately 43 degrees of latitude. 43 degrees is the answer. Let's go to the next question. What is a watershed? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. The area of land where all the water drains to a common point like a lake, a river, or an ocean is the answer. Did you know that? Let's be honest about it, okay? Let's go to the next one. Number four, name the principal animals in the frigid zones. I could have did a really good job at guesstimating as to what those animals are in frigid zones. For example, they have polar bears. They have penguins. They have seals, walruses, various kinds of whale species, like the beluga and the narwhal. That's just to name a few. And that would be the answer to what are the principal animals in the frigid zone. Okay, here's another one for you. What is a monarchy? Well, it's not what you're seeing here today in America, though people would think that's what it was. If you take what's happening here today when the said president of corporate America moves, did you know that if our forefathers, which by the way forbade that because that's what they separated themselves from, they would say that what they see in our government today is a monarchical system of government because of the way that people treat their said representative. You all do understand that the said president, the Supreme Court, and all three branches, as well as other others in the halls of government from the top to the bottom, you do realize, Americans, that we have a representative system of government. Do you not? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just seen this morning a guy that is set up as a political leader. And from the point that he walked out of the building, you've seen this huge security detail around him being put into a black Tahoe, protected by the Secret Service, armed to the hilt. And as they throw him into the black Tahoe, remember the black Tahoe and the windows in the black Tahoe, Americans, are bulletproof. Did you hear what I said? These are the men that are trying to convince you that we need to get rid of guns as they're armed by security detail, armed security detail. These are the ones that want to send your boys to wars that they create and fight on the behalf of modern day Israel. Interestingly enough, those Humvees that they fly over to foreign wars, you know, those unconstitutional wars that they continuously provoke and incite throughout the world. Isn't it interesting that the Humvees that your boys get in to fight their battles as they put guns into their hand to kill off any political opposition in those third world countries that would oppose maybe the global order like that of Iran? Isn't it interesting that the Humvees that your boys get into, the glass is not bulletproof? And isn't it interesting that when those boys come back, if they come back indeed, isn't it interesting that when they come home, the governments that sent them to fight their unconstitutional wars are also the first ones to take away their guns when they get back home because they deem them as a safety hazard when they come back home. Isn't that amazing what the American people put up with? Yeah. I mean, look at this. They send them over to third world wars to fight off people that have never done a thing to us. They allow our boys to bleed on the behalf of these dishonorable wars in many cases, and somehow the people think there's honor. Read Amos 4, you'll understand perfect. It's a sign of judgment, and the Lord says they still haven't returned unto me. But with that said, what do? We allow the politicians to create the wars, and as I continuously say, friends, if that's the case, then send them and their families to war if it's a worthy cause. That's the way that you're going to end a war. That's right. But again, going back to the point, friends, in America, you would think that we're in a monarchical system of government, the way that the American people look at their said leaders because they see them on TV. The TV, might I add, that they say they don't believe. I mean, they're treated like rock stars. I mean, if you look at a Donald Trump, for example, he was groomed for 30 years in a favorable light by the mainstream media to put him in the position that he's in today. My goodness, people. Anyways, I didn't want to get too far off track, but that was a free one. That was a little bunny trail. What is a monarchy? A monarchy is a form of government. Well, a single person, a king, right? Which, by the way, the Lord in 1 Samuel 8 rebuked the people for wanting a king, but the people wanted a king because they wanted to emulate heathen nations. In other words, they wanted to put a man in the place of Jesus Christ. Well, in America, constitutionally, the only one that reigns here is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, regardless if you want to see it that way or not. It matters not. And don't sit there and tell me about how we're not a theocracy. Every country is a theocracy. Period. 281-845-4704. I'm still waiting after 25 years for all of those Christian teachers to get on the radio with me and confront me when I'm talking about our foundations. It's interesting. Nobody combats who we are as a Christian nation than professors in the churches of America. Oh my goodness. Anyways, let's go on to the next one. What portion of people on the globe are pagans? Y'all know what pagans are, right? They're non-Abrahamic, okay? Pre-Christian religious, okay, or they don't follow Christ, or modern spiritual paths that draw inspiration from them. So it's non-Abrahamic, non-Christian, non-Davidic, okay? Those are pagan nations. They're saying it's a very small portion, which in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Hey, folks, I don't care if they call on a worldwide basis. I don't care if they call themselves Christians, and I don't care if the people reiterate that the majority of the people on this planet are Christian, when in fact we can see through their inactions that they're not Christian at all. 1 John 2:4 says, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Okay? Let's go over to the next one. And I know we got a hard break coming up on us in another moment here. But what I want to do is I want to now go over to history questions in 1882 in America, just to see how smart you are. If you want to call in, that number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know you can check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com as well. Before anybody does call in and contend for the faith, do check out your state preamble before you do that, because I don't want to embarrass you on national radio here again. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4701. And what we're going to be doing in just a moment here, friends, is we're going to be taking a hard break, and then we're going to come back to some more questions concerning what those dummies say at the revisionist about our forefathers, namely, you know, those dummies, those ignorant ones, our forefathers, what it was and what it is that they taught their children in said public schools. Also, keep in mind the school populations were so small during the inception of this country that you had one teacher per 30 students. That is if they weren't being taught at home first and foremost, okay? So I want to be careful of the word public school, and I don't want to encourage public schools. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage the people to raise up their children that the Lord has blessed them with. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're taking you through American education during 1862 and that of 1882 as well. Just wanted to see how smart you are. And the reason I'm doing this, friends, is because the mainstream media, the spin doctors and the useful idiots, the revisionists, they want you to believe that our forefathers were stupid. They're the ones warring against them to enslave not only you, but themselves as well. Folks, the Bible says those that dig the hole, they themselves will fall into it. Reaping and sowing applies to all. It doesn't just apply to us. I know our said representatives think that they're above the law. And I know that there's a lot of people that think they are, but I'm here to tell you they are not. And I suspect sooner or later, the people are going to rise up and teach them that lesson. So that they might understand, if they live long enough to understand what they're doing, that it's not going to be tolerated. That's just history for you, like it or not. Let's go on to the next test concerning fourth graders in 1882, concerning their governments, okay?
concerning their government. What is habeas corpus? A lot of people use that word, but a lot of people don't understand what that is. Well, fourth graders had to understand what the word was, habeas corpus. It's a legal procedure that allows individuals to challenge the legality of their detention by the government, right? Well, at least that's what it means. It essentially requires the government to bring a detained person before a court to justify their imprisonment. The Latin phrase habeas corpus translates to "you have the body," therefore highlighting the requirement for the physical presence of the detainee in court. It's a fundamental right aimed at preventing unlawful or arbitrary imprisonment. Oh my goodness, folks, do you realize that in this country right now that you have detention centers that are not even on the map? They have no congressional oversight on American soil. That's of course being used for their political opposition. These are the ones that are in prison for doing the right things. These are the ones that are in prison for standing up, trying to warn the rest of the American people as to the responsibility that they have as individuals when fighting and facing off with corruption. Oh, there's a whole lot of political prisoners in jail today, friends. You can rest assured. And the first thing that they're going to have to do is overthrow habeas corpus. They're going to cast into the minds of the people that this person was guilty of these crimes so nobody questions it at all. And in the process of doing so, what they'll do is they'll violate his God-given rights every step of the way. Oh, America, your prison system's filled with these people. Believe me. Go on to the next one, talking about questions given to fourth graders that most adults in this country cannot define. Let's go to the next one. Number two, what is a bill of attainder? 281-845-4704. If you want to go ahead and give your knowledge to everybody. A bill of attainder, what is it? It's a legislative act that declares a person or group of people guilty of a crime and it imposes punishment without a trial. That's pretty much what you've seen on January 6th. A bill of attainder is a legislative act that declares a person or group of people guilty of a crime and imposes punishment without a trial. It essentially bypasses the judicial process, acting as a form of legislative punishment. The U.S. Constitution explicitly prohibits both the federal government and states from passing bills of attainder. But folks, you can rest assured, when you had, over 1,100 that I know of that were actually thrown in prison for exercising their First Amendment rights on January 6th. You know, isn't it of interest to the American people to believe that if the government would do that to those that were protesting, oh, and P.S., that was the message from corruption, that how dare you stand up, and if you dare stand up against us, this is what we're going to do to you? Oh, it's exactly what they did. They're flexing their muscle, friends, and they're saying to you that, listen, we're not going to put up with any more of your protests. We're beyond that. We are above the law, and we're going to treat you in such a fashion that you're going to understand that we're above the law. And it's, again, exactly what they did. I mean, I want you to contemplate this for just one moment, if you would. So 80 million people allegedly voted in Joe Biden. By the way, only to find that 11 million of those Twitter accounts were completely fake, just like Obama, just like Hillary Clinton. They got to bolster the numbers to try to convince you that all those people wanted him so they can divide you against the people that are invisible. No, there was nobody that voted him into that position in the first place. And as I've said so many times on the show, that when Joe Biden was on the campaign trail, folks, there was times where not one person showed up of him or Kamala Harris. Not literally one. And the mainstream media reported it, saying this is very odd. There's nobody in support of Joe Biden. Of course not. But the American people drank the Kool-Aid. And they let the government do it, and they let them go ahead and put him in office despite voter fraud on a massive scale. Always got to throw that in there. But we'll just put him in office anyways. And then what we'll do, just to war and face off with the people using their own people like they do for every other scenario by dividing people one against another, let's just go ahead and take the military fathers and the uncles and the dads and the brothers and the cousins and friends and neighbors. Let's just go ahead and use all of those military men and put them around the people's White House to defend us against the alleged 80 million people that voted us in. Do you see how that worked? That's what they did. And by the way, don't think for one moment Donald Trump didn't allure them. Don't think for one moment he did not lead them into the position where they were accused of the crimes committed against them by unconstitutional agencies, such as the DC police in that particular case, and the FBI, speaking of the unconstitutional agencies. They were thrown in prison for the crimes that were committed against them, not the other way around. So this was all a dog and a pony show. So when Donald Trump got into office, he's going to go ahead and give them all a pardon. They shouldn't have been there in the first place, but yet he's going to give them all a pardon. And what is he going to do? He's going to receive the approbation of the people for doing the right thing, right? Well, he was the one that led them in, there in the first place. He was a part of the plan, friends. I really don't understand what people don't understand what's going on here. Even going to that very scenario concerning January 6th, isn't it interesting how the mainstream media called him the leader of the coup? But for some reason or another, he was never implicated. He may have been by name. He was never incarcerated. He was never charged for the crimes of what they were accusing him of. And yet, somehow or another, it wasn't a demotion, only to find out that it was a promotion to the People's White House once again. And lo and behold, he lands right back in the People's White House, even after committing the crimes of over 30 million people murdered by him and his buddies in big pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, you can't make it up. You really can't. Our sin is finding us out. It really is. Okay, so let's go on to the next one here, friends. If you didn't think that one through, I just wanted to think it through for you. It reminds me, and I always make reference to the one in Michigan. I remember when she was dethroned by the state government, allegedly, right? She was dethroned by the state Supreme Court, saying that all of her acts concerning the pandemic and using totalitarian methods to control the people by violating the Fourth Amendment or 14th Amendment, forgive me, all of more unconstitutional, rendering them null and void, nugatory, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, only to find out that was on a Friday. And after the weekend was over, lo and behold, here comes the FBI making Whitmer, they call her in Michigan. Somehow she became the victim rather than the tyrant that was just dethroned. And I said, the moment that that came out, they indicted, I believe, 13 people. All of them were exonerated, every single one of them, only to find out that it was the FBI that was responsible for self-inflicting the very crimes that they blamed the 13 for. Some of you people out there still think that what we're talking about is going on in a foreign country. It's not. Though this is foreign to this country. And it's becoming more foreign on a daily basis. And I'm just here to tell you again, as a reminder, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. All that soft tyranny that you think has been absolved in Donald Trump, you're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. Let's go back on to the next one. What is an ex post facto? I actually love that name. Ex post facto. What is that? Ex post facto. What is it? Having retroactive effect or force. What's legal today, in a month or two down the road, someone in a position of official, they love to be called officials, capacity, let me put it in constitutional verbiage for you, a said representative put into position, all of a sudden goes into position in the halls of government and then legislates and says that, listen, what they were doing 2 months ago, I'm now going to go back and say, I'm going to hold them accountable for the crime because now I deem it as a crime. You can't do that. You can't do that. But that's what his ex post facto is. Retroactive effect or force. Okay? Fourth grade questions. That's what we're doing here, friends. What is and if I talk about the next question, which was given to fourth graders in 1862 concerning a government class, namely that of their history, it comes down to the enumerate the powers denied to the several states. Folks, I'd be here for a whole show just highlighting each one of them, but it's specific powers denied to the states, treaties, alliances, and confederations that states cannot enter into, any formal agreements or alliances and foreign nations or other states. Talks about letters of marque and reprisal, coining money, can't violate that, emitting bills of credit, tender and payment of bills of attainder and ex post facto, again, obligation of contracts, titles of nobility, the list goes on. So anyways, that's just a little taste. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." We're educating people, according to the fourth graders, back during the inception of this country, and showing you the ignorance of the modern-day revisionists and politicians. That's how we should say it, right? We're just showing you folks a straight stick compared to what you see today. It's embarrassing. It really is. We've been talking about history lessons in the fourth grade in 1882. What is a bill of attainder? We already gave you the definition. Ex post facto law, retroactive. Enumerate the powers denied to the several states. There's a whole list of that. What are the bills of credit? Okay. This is a question asked to fourth graders. A bill of credit in the context of U.S. constitutional law refers to a promissory note or paper currency issued by a state on its own credit intended to circulate as money. Isn't that interesting? The U.S. Constitution prohibits states from issuing bills of credit. Are you guys all listening with me? That's what a bill of credit is. You can't do that. Folks, what have they been doing since the 60s in this country? I mean, wow. Here, let me just show you something. And gold, and I know it's in Article 1, but Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, let's see if I'm right here. Silver and gold, U.S. Constitution. And let's see what it says about that. Article 1, Section 10 restricts states from making anything but gold and silver coin a legal tender for debt payments. What are they trying to do? Oh, and I was right. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. It shall all be used in such a fashion. They have no constitutional or legal authority to go ahead and remove the use of silver and gold. No state shall enter into any treaty. Notice how it doesn't say anything with the federal government. See, you all understand what happened in 1913, right? When the corrupt politicians of the day decided to go ahead and give the purse strings over to federal government. If people are trying to figure out why we're not seeing Article or the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights in operation, it's because the federal government usurped its authority, now having the purse strings to control the states. See, what the federal government did during that particular time is they now went after every individual and began to tax them for their income, which is completely unlawful and unconstitutional. But it's been going on for, 12 years, 13 years now? See how long people will suffer the abuse? Again, I'm just telling you the way we're supposed to operate in contrast to how we are operating. And it's the people that are under control of how we now operate that are criminal in their intent, and they're responsible for the act of crimes that they're continuously living out on a daily basis. So I didn't say that. I agree with that, what I just said. But I'm here to tell you that they are operating outside of their scope of authority, and they're going to continuously operate outside of their scope of authority if you don't put a stop to them operating outside of their scope of authority. Because what we're talking about right now in America, friends, is this said administration that was sold to you as the one that was under attack by everybody, only to find out that he's working with everybody in this uniparty, and they always have been. He's trying to surveil the American people and holding them accountable as domestic terrorists if they dare stand up against the global order that they're trying to create right now. And the way they're trying to corral everybody into that system is with their real ID, number one, and number that they're trying to force on you at the airport. And by the way, they don't have the authority to do that neither, nor do they have the authority to have the TSA there, nor do they have the authority a million times over. But as long as the people think they have the authority, that pretended authority in which they operate, they can get away with it. And that's exactly how they're getting away with it today. And then what's even worse than that is when you try to get an attorney to make reference to constitutional law to condemn their crimes, you find out that the attorneys are on their side as well. No wonder why Jesus damned the attorneys. They added burdens to the people that they themselves wouldn't take. And isn't it interesting how the said system of justice in this country has put attorneys in a position now where they profit regardless if they win the case or not? I mean, it is really that the American people have allowed corruption to gut the very laws that keep us free. And the way they've done that is the people have failed to be the law when it comes to dealing with the corrupt. That's the truth. That's absolutely 100% true, what I just said. You know, I just, it goes through me again because I know that there's people that say, man, listen to what this guy's saying. It's fair. He almost sounds like an insurrectionist. No. I'm the one making reference to the law that condemns the crime, not the other way around. Remember, I'm the guy looking for reformation. I'm not the one responsible for attacking you or acting out in such a fashion that you could label me as a revolutionary. You have it completely backwards. Completely backwards. Americans, all debts are to be paid with gold and silver coin in tender payments. Wasn't that one of the things that none other than JFK was going to restore back to the people? It was. Yep. Because it gives power back to the people. It takes it away from the bankers that everybody talks about that's ruling over us, our ruling class. No, you're only, folks, the only ones ruling over you are the ones that you're submitted to. It really truly is that simple. It really is. The work comes in regaining now what you've lost. And I want to say one thing too, if you don't mind. For them that have mistakenly stated that men own the world, or they're in control of the world, you offend me to no end. Really? They're only doing what you're letting them get away with. They're not in control of anything. You're under the blessings and the cursings of the Lord who's in control of all things. What does Psalm 22 verse 28 say? For the kingdom is the Lord's. He is the governor among the nations. For kingship belongs to the Lord. By the way, the good and the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, the non-believer, so on and so forth, the believers. Hey, folks, we're all on the same road. Every single one of us, we're all on the same road. Guess what that road leads to? The judgment seat of Christ. Where every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Like it or lump it, doesn't matter. That's where we're all going. And I'm going to happily say Jesus Christ is Lord. Not when I stand before him on judgment day. I'm going to say it while I have time to here on this earth. Oh, by the way, also wanted to finish this out before the end of the show. Did you know that McGuffey's reader, who was called the schoolmaster of the nation, did you know that the lessons that were taught to fifth graders were character of Jesus Christ, the golden rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's wise choice, the goodness of God, gospel invitation, Christian light and hope, awake Zion, on prayer? Oh my goodness, these were the topics. I also wanted to show you how stupid they were, not exclamation, okay? Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, entered college at the age of 10 years old. Extremely bright and intelligent human beings. Fisher Ames also worked with none other than George Washington on the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, the freedom to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. He entered college at age 12 years old. This is how stupid our forefathers were. Not. Benjamin Rush graduated Princeton at age 14. You ready for this one? John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, read through the Bible at age 4 years old. 4 years old. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6. He passed Yale College entrance exam at the age of 7.5 years old. His parents had to hold him back before he could enter college until the age of 13 years old. And I'm not talking about how dumbed down they are in colleges today. I'm talking about when the level of expectation was extremely high, but it was always found in Christ. Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States of America. Did you know that he was a soldier in the American Revolution at the age of 12 years old? Boy, friends, It's time to go back to the old paths, Jeremiah 6:16, to say the least. Extremely intelligent. Look at how dummied down the American people have become, not even being able, adults, to answer these questions.